At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Okay, Lakhan. I'm sure you're aware of it. I'd love to tell you. You know, Pesach or Mamish, like, uplifted in the deepest way. Then comes Sfirat HaOmer, and the more we get into Sfirat HaOmer, the more broken we get. Mamish get broken. Because in a very deep way, we are breaking down God's light. Because on Pesach, Chos Mamish is like shining, like, so to speak, humanistic, on one piece level, right? Mamish, a great light shine. Well, we come to Omer, we are breaking down the light. Chesed Shabbat Chesed, Dvur Shabbat Chesed. Also, something happens inside. We're breaking down. Yeah, I'm just coming from Los Angeles with the 1 week. You know, every person told me stories are broken down. It's crazy. I'm in New York for 1 hour. And I have about 100 phone calls. Gewalt, you know? Time. Now listen to me. This very easy. You know, if you want to know how much you love a girl, you don't know how much you love her when you take her out to see Gandhi. I mean, with all due respect, time. You only know how much you love her when you call her up. I'd like to go see Gandhi with you. Because, you know, I'm just so busy. Hey, the Bible says. You only know from brokenness. You only know from brokenness. Now listen to this. Crazy. Like I have a feeling that between Pesach Sheni and like for Omer, it's like... But we're getting back to Shavuos and becoming one piece again. Okay, everybody knows, we should all live long and happy, that the 24,000 Shavuot Chavetiva, you know, we should all live long. You know, never took off between Pesach and like Omer. And think of today's stuff. When something happened to the world, how much can you take? And here I want to share something with you. Why did it stop today? And this is, I want to learn this here, part of the Chumash Lev, which I'm sure everybody knows, because it's such an important part. We learn it 1,000 times, but it's so deep. Why did it stop today? What is so special about today? I mean, people can die in kibbutz. Listen to me. When someone hurts your feelings, who loves you a little bit, it hurts, you can die. When somebody you love the most hurts your feelings, imagine if somebody who you think you're closest in the world to, such a thing, you can almost die. You can say, you can. And here I want you to know the deepest depth. Like for Ayma is when the revelation revealed to us, what's the deepest secret of the Torah? The deepest secret of the Torah is the highest God knowledge for us. On Lag BaOmer, if Rabbi Akiva's pupils would have continued to die, he would have broken up the stuff. He wouldn't make it better. You know, if it's revealed to me, the great Mamish the Iron Service is revealed to me, right? What God is all about. better chance. So it's God. Because God sees you only if you can make it. Then I could. And before then, the Torah inside, after taking past the story, because I'm sure most of you know that tonight is the yahrzeit of the heading of Mendeleev Romanova. Let me tell you first two stories, which are written in Bava. The first story is that Chassidim were on their way to the heading of the Melech, and they passed by a little village, and there, at the outskirts of the city, there was a broken house and a broken porch, and a little boy of nine was standing there dancing for them. You know, Chassidim had a little, was sensitive to Helik and the Shaman and realized this boy is something special. So they asked him, hey, what's your name? He said, Mendeleev. Why are you dancing? He says, because I have not eaten in 3 days. That's the real Chassidish answer. He said, so you haven't eaten in 3 days, that's why you're dancing? He says, I'll tell you the truth. I haven't had eaten in 3 days. I'm only 9 years old. I mean, how much are there? How much evil could I have packed in my young years? Or I never came up in the 42nd Street. And so on. So I was angry with God. But then suddenly I realized about the father, the mother, the brother, the sister. I have a house, even if it's broken, it's raining in, but it's a house. For shame, I have 2 eyes, I have the nose, I have teeth, I have the mouth. The Lord has given me so much, and I never thanked him for it. Chassidim walked in, they asked his father, I mean, who's his rabbi, who's his teaching? He said, I'm too poor to send him. So he said, this boy is a gewalt, right? Maybe one in the whole world. So they said, we're going to Rabbi the Melech, you were with us. So they took him to Rabbi the Melech. And everybody knows that Rabbi Mendeleev Romanova, the three great rabbis of their time, 180 years ago, Rabbi Mendeleev Romanova, the Tzvi of Lublin, and the Kozhen Samaj. Okay, now just to give you a sense, all of us, on what level was his mind, his head? Listen to this. One of his biggest chassidim, sadly I forget his name, when the Rabbi Mendeleev Romanova passed away, he absolutely refused to be consoled. So they asked him, I mean, you have seen so many big rabbis. He was the Rabbi Melech, he was even by the Melech Magid. By the Kodesh Magid, what's so special about Rabbi Mendeleev? He says, let me tell you something. I'm on the level that you can open any page in the Talmud. Listen to me. And I can say Torah on it for happy enough. You know, his chassidim are almost like Ge'onim Atzumim, you know, unbelievable. I can say Torah on any page in the Talmud for half a year, non-stop. He says you can open any passage in the Chumash on the Nevi'im, and I can say Mamash Torah for 3 months, or in the Sisra Torah. He says, I want you to know one thing. Twice a year I come to commend it, for sure. And I always try to stand behind the Mamash Kos when he dies. Because a member has a thing, when in the middle of downing, something new comes to his head, Someone remember the story? No? So he says, listen to me as an example. He says, one time I was standing behind him, remember? And he said in the Shira, Micha Moicha Ba'elem Hashem, So he says, I want you to know, I went home, and for half a year, I was learning whatever there was to say on that book. And he says, and I want you to know, I can swear to you, this kid, that after I learned this post for half a year, I can say Torah on this post-it for 1 year non-stop. This got Torah. Listen to this. After half a year is over, I come back to Rav Mendelin, and I want to know if I thought the right thing. And again, it says, I swear to you, whatever would take me a year to tell people, I'm telling it Rav Mendelin in exactly maybe 60 or 70 seconds. You know, I'm saying, Rav, did you mean this? Did you mean this? Or did you mean this? And he always says, yeah, so much more. So much more. Imagine. I want you to know that, you know, the Heilige Rabschitzer was one of the Rabbinos, maybe his personal Rabbinos, and Rabschitzer was a top on a head level. I just want to share this with you very fast. Do you know that it's a long story? One of the big Lamedal Tzaddikim made a chibur of 36 volumes, Yichudim of Hashem Echa.
Man, I'm not waiting. 1 minute. Jill, what's that negative? Remember how it goes?
1 second. Where's my orange?